We begin the new Masechta, we begin Masechta Sukkah, we begin Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, Tzitz the Maskel Sukkah, which is the opening of this parak of this Masechta. Tzitz begins with the Gemara. The Gemara's opening question is, why is Sukkah different? That I mentioned Pasul, why by Mavoi? By the alleyway, it doesn't say Takantum. That's the Gemara's question. So Tzitz Badi says, why doesn't the Gemara ask another similar question? In the same Masecht itself. What's the difference by Hados, the Tani B'sula V'Takanta? Actually says both. Sula and Takanta. The non-paragraph of Bagaz will learn later on the Vlam B'ez. It says, if the berries were more than the leaves, it's going to be invalid. V'imiyah turn kasher, and you made it less, it's going to be kasher. So what do you mean? That's definitely an interesting question. That there it says both these terminologies. And that says the Gemara, no, the Leparach il Masukko Mavoy. No, we're only asking from the contradiction between Sukkah and Mavoy, Shadin Mshavel in Gebaya, that the halachas are the same regarding the height. And Vashin Losh Mishnasi. That's interesting. It's the same halacha and changing the wording. Therefore, it would be more of a question as the Gemara from Mavoy than it is from Hadas. Thereby, Hadasim, we had to say, yeah, maybe because it's Deraisa, we would just say Pasul like we're saying over Sukkah. We had to say how to fix it. Why? Because the Saltik, you would have thought to say, even the Gedulah be Pasul, since it grew in a problematic way, which had more berries than the leaves, so less like the Kanta, you would think it does has no way of fixing it. As they have to say, no, there is a way of fixing it, and therefore that's why the Gemara does not ask it as a contradiction. The next question about the beginning was the Gemara, Deraisa, Tan, Besulam. So, the first answer the Gemara gives is that, oh, by biblical law, we're going to say apostle, and we're not going to say takanta. So, Tais' interpretation of this is, not like Rashi. Because had we said, by the biblical law, to make it lower down, chashina, we're concerned, dilmatoi inshi, dilmatoi inish loimi yamait like etchila. Maybe a person would make a mistake to think, oh, that, what does it mean yamait? Yamait is like, initially, that's what you should do. But if the yavid kshir, but after the fact, it would be kosher, even higher than 20 amas. And that's why we have to tell you no pasul. And the Gemara is precise in its words that because dim asal the isur deraisa. Because what do you mean deraisa? Yeah, deraisa tam besula because you might come to a biblical a prohibition. And we're talking besula, and if we say that it's invalid, although you're right, it's, the wording is not as great as you might because then you're saying exactly what should be done. But that's why we said besula. The mavid rabban lechayish. But regarding rabbinical law of Mavi, we're not concerned, and that's the point of the difference according to Taisus. And therefore, v'tani yamai, t'rolish yamai. Therefore, we said yamai, which is the most preferred terminology. Kedashkem rish psachem davkim amin aleph sheikam akas of kam oisius that the Torah switched many letters leleitzi davim gun mepub not to say something that's disgraceful. So we'd rather say a positive way of something than a negative way of something. It's just over here since they write, so we're concerned that someone might confuse it and think it's only getchil not b'diavad. But by the Rabbanim, we're not concerned, and therefore that's the answer number one of the Gemara. We have Bokun, just like Parishkin, but Rashi does not explain like this. Rashi explains a different Svara that by Deraisa, you could say Pasuk, because it's already written in the Torah, but the Rabbanim, it's the first time we're introducing it, you can't say a Psul. Now, Inam Yeshlamo, another person says like this. In general, the wording, it should be diminished, sounds like it's just a rabbinic stringency. And saying the word Pasul sounds like, oh, that's a biblical problem, and therefore the words are more appropriate for Mavoi and Sukkah of Pasul and of Tikkun and Apostle respectively. Okay. Now, Taisus wonders, he says, the Gemara tells us, by Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah lights, if it's higher than 20 Amos, Psula, it's Pasul, Kisukkah or Kamavoi. Just like Sukkah Mavoi is a problem higher than 20 Amos, so too is the Ner Chanukah. Now, the problem is Ner Chanukah, it's a mitzvah Rabbanan. So, based on what we said of the Gemara, it should have said Yemayid. Like by Mavuch Rabbanon, why are we saying a Lashon of Pasul? So he says, yeah, Agav, the Nanki Sukkah, since we're comparing it to the laws of Sukkah, so no Kanami, Gabane Chalik Pasul. So we said the same terminology, like we say over here, in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, of the same terminology of Pasul. Although you're right, it would have been more appropriate to say Yemait. Or you know, another approach is to say, yeah, but Tani Yemait, had we said Yemait, have a mashma, would it sound like, Kamoy Shahisa Madlekes Yishpalena? Meaning, what does it mean, lower down? Meaning, as it was already lit above the 20 Amos, okay, just take down the Mechanic of Menorah. Ah, Bezeina, that's not true. Lamandam atlokas mitzvah. According to the one that says that the lighting is the mitzvah, you can't have it lit in the wrong place and then lower it down because the mitzvah is the atloka and the atloka was done in the wrong place. And so it's if I fill the anoches mitzvah. The truth is, even according to the one who says that the mitzvah is the placing and not the lighting, still chashinim were concerned. to do it, that if it was lit in the wrong place and then put it in the right place. Because the Haraya Aimer, as the Gemara tells us over there, that the one who sees this, he's going to say, Litzarcha Madlika, oh, that, wait a second, it's like a lit Menaira and he's moving it to the right place. That tells us that he probably had it lit somewhere else for some other purpose. And he's just, you know, bringing already a used candelabra. What could it mean? And Gabi Hadlika Bevnim, because as the Gemara in Shabbos actually says, regarding someone who lit it inside and then he brings it outside, which is problematic because of the appearance of wrongdoing. And that's why we say, terminology of psula, to say that no, you have to extinguish it and then relight it. Kshenek says, and that's the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbi says, I'm a kra. His pshat of where we know the psula of Lamal Machaf is that the Pasuk says, Laman Yeidu Vechulu, which you have to be able to have Shaltabein. You have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. And the schach is the sukkah. So this is a little bit difficult because the lishna kama the reish erevin, according to the first version in the beginning of erevin of gimel medav, gabi mikzah sukkah b'teich esrim. Regarding some of the schach is within 20 amas. Dama Rabbi says hasukkah psula. The sukkah is invalid. Now what's difficult is because Rabbi in our sukkah says that the reason why lamal esrim is possible is because you don't see it. Now the problem is if part of the schach is above and part of it is within, when you hashalt be'ena, wait, you do see it. Given the in chalal esim, because the airspace is not 20 amas. And more of us, it says, v'rabba goras hasim ki hacha. There the gear says rabba, and not like maybe you would try to answer and say, oh, there it's rabba, because the rabba polygosim, because rabba explicitly disagrees with it. Amazeb is a kasha. He says actually by both, by the mabe and the sukkah, it's going to be kasha, because chalal sukkah it's not, chalal mabit not. It depends on the airspace, and actually do have. So obviously the one that says it's problematic is rabba, not rabba, but that contradicts rabba over here. And this says, v'shlimit, you can say, yeah, is the ha mefarish hasim taima. The Gemara explains over there the reasoning. Mishum the sukkah, the biyachad kahavia, a sukkah that's owned by an individual, like a mitke, he's not going to remember. And the problem is, you're right, now it's really kosher because it's within the halal of 20. But vizimne de mishtakel meltachas eibeschach, hanechnu slech asim, that sometimes what's going to happen is the part of the schach that's within the 20 amas, that thickness is going to be taken away. But kaimakulam al mesim, and you're not going to realize that the part that's remaining is the part above 20 amas, which is going to be possible. And that's why, yes, even Rabbi says that this case is possible for that concern. Now, but Ravina Nami, and even Ravina the Mishani, that he answers Sukkah Dairais Achmir Barabonin, that Sukkah which is Dairais, the Rabbonin are Machmir. And even though Minatayr it's Kasher, the Rabbonin were Geyser, because of the fact that it's a Halacha Dairaisa, that maybe it's all going to be the Malam Esim, but the Mavai, which is all Rabbinic, the Rabbonin were not Geyser to invalidate when part of it is within and part of it is above, because if you would make a Gzer, it'd be Gzer Gzer. So it says Taisus, but still Mekam Okamash Medim Derayis Hekshar. But it sounds like that biblically it's kasha, and like we're saying that we see that Minatayra a sukkah that's within 20 amos. You're right, is kasha. Like we're saying from Rabban. The whole problem is because of you might have that some of it on the bottom is going to be taken away. You're only going to be left with the mala. That's why it's a problem. Tim like says Masel. Tim begins with the Gemara Ki Avli Diris Kavah, that if you make it into a permanent structure, Shaper Dummy, that it's going to be okay. But this discusses that if a sukkah that, yeah, you actually make it like a deer's kavah, is that possible? Because Taisa says, Avagav the Eshlevarish Kra, although that you can explain the pasuk, the sukkah's Teshuvah's Yom, that's coming to say that the sukkah is kosher only when you make it bedirish in a ruya el lishiva, in a dwelling that's only fit for 7 days, and that is lamute kavah, coming to exclude if you make a strong structure which could last more than 7 days. No. Mashmalei Kra, he on Rabba understands the pasuk the Asli Shiur. It's coming to explain a measurement, to tell us the measurement of the height. Kalamit, in other words, to say, besukkah ef shalasas ari, in the sukkah it's possible to make it in a impermanent way, which is lamatmi michaf. But then says them to begin to say, v'kimid lechashin al shtei ruil lasa isarai. They were only concerned that it should be possible that to make it in an impermanent way, and therefore vav pishal isa isa kavat. So even if you technically make it permanent, it's not a problem. Then why is the Gemara saying in the beginning of times that Beza Manav Geshamim Simi Kol B'Chag? If it rains in Sukkot, it's a sign of a curse because we're not able to sit into the Sukkah. What do you mean? Why can't you sit in the Sukkah? What do you mean? You could nail in the boards of the Schach Shleyei the Gesham B'Sukkah that no rain should come in like a regular roof, and because you can make it in a permanent way. If you fill it, it's limited. Even going to say, no, das mishum gzeis tikkun. No, that's problematic because of the rabbinic concern about a roof. Kehechadom lekamam pirkun. Just like the Gemara says later on the Perek of Yudalim and Alp. Kama pulkdur emev Rabbi Yehuda. The Mesachim and the Sarim regarding if you can make schach out of boards, where that those who say it's problematic because the machshut behu. If you're going to say that valid, also the people are going to come to say mali lasachi bezeh. What's the difference of making a schach out of this mali liishav tachas tikkur base? What's the difference if I sit in the roof of my house, which obeisa vada pasam derais? So one's house is definitely invalid biblically because the sukkah merachmanim lebeisur kol yemesheshon, because the Torah tells it has to be sukkah and not your house from all year round. So just like the regeiser that you cannot make schach out of the board, so too they made the gezer that you should not nail up your, let's say, your bamboo sticks because the gezerah of your house of all year round. And since it's problematic, so therefore when it rains, yeah, you're not going to be able to stop it, and therefore it is a siman klal. But Mekamakam says, Taisus, even so, keeping the last element of and since that's only a rabbinic problem, this problem of nailing in the schach, but still, it would imply that this biblical halacha should be considered as a sign of a curse. And that's the statement what you can say is, you're right, although we're not concerned with the walls, if you make them permanent, as we're saying here in our Gemara, but the schach, she'ikir has sukkah al shem haschach, the primary title of the sukkah is because of the schach. That's not going to be kasha unless you talk about it in the impermanent way, where there's these two dinim. Regarding the schach, yeah, that has to be even technically in arai, whereas regarding the wool, that's just regarding a shear, which that's regarding 20 amas. Now, ma'aitam and amanichal of zera. So it says, now from this reason also, it makes sense according to Abzei the Dorish, he expounds his source from the Chsiv from the Pasuk of Sukkah Tegel Tzeil, that the Sukkah should be for shade. Now, Chsiv Nam Mizem Matar, one of that same Pasuk says also from rain and from the torrents. So when the Bayi Namash Le'ed, the Gisham Atechad, should also require that the rain doesn't go inside of it. Alavad Nemesham to be in the Schach Ha'aru, I know it's, but like we said before, the Schach most definitely has to be impermanent. But if you went and did it and it doesn't rain in, it would be Keva, and therefore obviously, that's how they Reb Zeri knows that the sukkah is only going to be for the tzel part and not for the zerem and the mutter.